Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
I checked all the traffic maps since they fixed the traffic lights at Transurania and WF in Cornwall. There's no traffic anywhere in the northern half of the country.
Speaking about traffic, the Tshwane Metro Police Department says a traffic officer who was captured on camera soliciting a bribe from a motorist will be suspended. The officer was filmed on Nelson Mandela Road near Fountains Valley in Groenkloof on Saturday, and the video went viral. Spokesperson Isaac Mahamba says the officer had been served with a notice of intention to suspend. And voting is underway in the USA. J.D. Vance, the deputy president candidate for the Republicans, already cast his vote, spoke to the media afterwards.
We do expect to win, but obviously no matter who wins, half the country is going to be at least partially disappointed. The best way to heal the rift in the country is to try to govern the country as well as we can, create as much prosperity as we can, and remind our fellow Americans that we are all fundamentally on the same team however we voted.
Speaking about America, let's go take a look at its markets. Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities has more.
U.S. markets are stronger in early trade, led by the Nasdaq gaining 0.8%. The stocks 50 index in Europe is slightly stronger with 0.1%. It's a data-heavy week, with U.S. election results that will start to come in overnight, and then the Fed interest rate decision will be on Friday. The results of the elections are expected to have far-reaching effects on markets and the world's economy.
Let's take a closer look now at commodities.
Gold gained 0.5%, while oil is up 1%. In company news, Palantir, which is an AI application company with clients such as the US government, have reported very strong results and is up 20% today. That stock gained about 140% for the year.
If you're planning on traveling, a dollar is going to cost you R17.41, a euro sitting on R19, and a pound R22.66. Gold is trading at $2,740.26 per fine ounce, and oil $75.86 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with football news. Xabi Alonso's long-awaited homecoming to Liverpool is scheduled for tonight when the Spaniards' Bayer Leverkusen side take on Anfield's Liverpool in a mouth-watering Champions League clash. The Reds are in a perfect 3-for-3 place at the moment at the early stages of the 24-25 competition, but their sixth-place German counterparts can leapfrog them in the 36-team table with victory in Merseyside. Here is Arne Slot, the Liverpool coach.
What Xabi Alonso did for this club, especially in Europe as well. But maybe more because of how he manages Leverkusen, how strong they are as domestically as in Europe. Last season they were incredible, of course.
Real Madrid will be aiming to bounce back from a heavy defeat in El Clasico when they continue their 2024-25 Champions League campaign with a match against Italian giant AC Milan. Los Blancos have picked up 6 points so far from their European matches, three of them, and they occupy 12th place in the Champions League, while Milan have collected 3 points from their opening three games in the division. Other big games happening tonight in the Champions League, we'll see Borussia Dortmund taking on Sturm Graz, Celtic take on RB Leipzig, with giant killers Lille taking on Juventus, hoping to get yet another scalp against one of the big sides in the competition. And Dwayne Vermeulen says that he expects Murrayfield to give Scotland a lift as the Boks brace to tackle Gregor Townsend's side for the first time since the 2023 World Cup. Sunday's match will be the first clash between the two teams since the Springboks managed to douse Scotland's fire 18-3 in the World Cup opener in Marseille. There is some live tennis action on the go at the moment. It's Coco Gauff up against Iga Swiatek, number 2 against number 3 in the world. Gauff took the first set by 6-3, and it's 2-2 in the second after both ladies broke each other's serve. And in the match that was played earlier, Barbara Krejčíková